Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 70 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal authorities have announced 5 arrests in connection with the drug overdose of actor Matthew Perry last October. An autopsy report showed the Friends star died from a ketamine overdose after battling with addiction. ABC's Alex Stone says investigators traced the drug from its initial sources. It includes 2 doctors and a woman known as the Ketamine Queen of L.A.
Well, it's been a question of where it came from and what the source of the ketamine was, and the investigation going through the tree of who could have given it to him? Who was the supplier before that? Who gave it to that supplier? It is going down and shaking down that tree that they have been doing for almost a year now.
Ceasefire talks taking place in Doha today. Hamas not participating in this round, saying it's already agreed to a previous version. Following pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University campus against the war in Gaza, the president of Columbia announcing she's stepping down. This is ABC News. The World Health Organization declaring Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, a public health emergency.
While the vast majority of the cases are in Congo, disease expert Professor Salim Abdul-Karim says it's now starting to show up in about a dozen other African states.
These are countries that didn't have cases in the last few years, now reporting cases, and several of them are reporting cases of the variant of Mpox that is being spread in the DRC.
Although most symptoms are mild, it can in some cases be deadly. The Congo death toll thought to be around 500. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
In Germany, climate activists again staging protests at several airports across the country, forcing some flight delays. Activists demanding the German government negotiate and sign an agreement on a global exit from the use of fossil fuels by 2030. And after 4 years of being dormant, another eruption in Italy's Mount Etna today. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 69 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for humid and breezy conditions with off and on showers and thunderstorms. A few could be heavy late this afternoon with highs in the low to mid 70s. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially early, humid and mild with a low of 65. And tomorrow, clouds with a few spring sun peaks of sunshine. Still humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 81. Again in Richland Center, it's 69 cloudy degrees.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Good afternoon. It is a hazy 69 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Following an incident Monday afternoon at Foremost Farms in Richland Center, officials confirmed there are no threats to the public following mitigation efforts and ongoing monitoring. The incident involved the release of water treatment chemicals from the plant boiler, which entered the storm drain and flowed to a tributary of the Pine River. The flow did not reach the Pine River, and water samples taken upstream, downstream, and in the tributary tested at normal levels. The cooperative appreciates the agencies for their partnership to develop and quickly implement the successful mitigation plan, including Richland County Emergency Management, the State DNR, Vernon County Hazmat, the Richland Center Fire Department, and City Utilities. The situation is under control, and there are no threats or hazards to the public, wildlife, livestock, or environment. Wisconsin primary voters ousted more than a half dozen incumbent lawmakers, setting the stage for a Democratic push to retake the assembly this fall. Four Republican assembly members lost their jobs in Tuesday's primary, including Janelle Branchen, the legislature's loudest election conspiracy theorist. She was the only Wisconsin legislative candidate former President Donald Trump endorsed. Senator Daniel Fayen, meanwhile, survived a primary challenge from former state representative and gubernatorial candidate Tim Ramthan, who pushed to decertify President Joe Biden's 2020 victory in Wisconsin. New legislative district maps combined with incumbent retirements have given Democrats hope that they might be able to retake control of the assembly in November for the first time since 2011. United States Senator Tammy Baldwin visited the Chippewa Valley on Wednesday as part of her Rural Leaders for Tammy campaign. Senator Baldwin visited a dairy farm before making an appearance at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days and concluded her visit with a tour of Line & Kugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls. Senator Baldwin says the goal of the tour is to connect with rural residents of the state to learn more about the challenges that they're facing as she prepares to take on Republican Eric Hovde in November's general election. Rebecca Cook was in Eau Claire on Wednesday to share her shift in focus towards the general election after winning Tuesday's primary for the 3rd Congressional District. After a strong showing Tuesday, Cook says she, Katrina Shanklin, and Eric Wilson are now all focused on beating Congressman Derek Van Orden. During a Wednesday stop in the Wausau area, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers provided reaction to Tuesday's statewide referendum results, which saw both Republican-authored constitutional amendments fail. Evers said it's good news no matter which political party is in power because it means needed federal funds will get out the door in a timely fashion. The Democratic governor having the ability to use federal money in a smart way is critically important, and that adding the legislature to the process could be a problem. He cited a recent deadlock between his administration and Republicans in the legislature over funding for PFAS mitigation that's been tied up for more than a year. Had the questions passed, legislative oversight would have been required before any new federal dollars could be distributed. Supporters said that would have given taxpayers a say in the process, while opponents questioned the wisdom of adding another gatekeeper to the process. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde took questions at a WisPolitics luncheon in Madison Wednesday. Hovde said he wants abortion put before voters at the state level. He said Wisconsinites need to resolve the issue with a common sense and compassionate approach to a woman that is in that tough spot. Hovde said abortion should be put to a referendum. Hovde also said a federal abortion ban will never happen and that the majority of pregnancies are now terminated with medication, the so-called morning after pill. Hovde also pushed back against Democrats' accusations that he's from California. He said he's never been a resident of California and that Democrats have spent $5 or $6 million telling people he is because he's been successful and bought a bank in California. Hovde is suing multiple TV stations and a Democratic PAC over an ad that makes accusations, including that he is a California banker. Hovde also responded to a comment made earlier this year by former House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, who said Donald Trump lacks the character to be president. Hovde said he's supporting Trump and that regardless of whether you like him personally or not, the outcomes of the policies and the performance of this country under his presidency versus Joe Biden's presidency is night and day different. A little more than one in four voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday says 26% is the highest for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of the two proposed amendments to the state constitution. Those were the only statewide issues on the ballot open to all voters. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Tuesday is the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. An employee of the Democratic National Committee has filed a complaint seeking to remove the Green Party's presidential campaign from the ballot in Wisconsin. The complaint filed Wednesday argues that the party is ineligible. It's the latest move by the DNC to block third-party candidates from the ballot. Democrats are also seeking to stop independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in several states. The Green Party's appearance on the presidential ballot could make a difference in swing state Wisconsin, where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by between 5,700 and fewer than 23,000 votes. The complaint asked the Wisconsin Elections Commission to take it up at an August 27th meeting. Dietitians want to make sure children are getting the right nutrition. Eating the proper nutrients is key to their overall health and well-being. However, children in school have the lowest diet quality compared to other age groups. That's despite having the highest nutritional needs. Experts say try to make healthy eating fun. Cranberry growers in the state are expecting a 4.9 million barrel crop this year. Wisconsin is expected to produce 61% of the U.S. cranberry crop, remaining the largest cranberry producer in the world. This will be the 30th year that Wisconsin has led the nation in cranberry production. This will generate $1 billion in state economic impact and provides thousands of local jobs. Microsoft is still making real estate moves in Racine County. The company this week purchased an additional 70 acres of land in Mount Pleasant for almost $13 million. The latest acquisition brings their total land ownership in the area to over 1,200 acres. The new land is in the current project area, but north of Highway 11. The tech giant's $3 billion data center project is expected to create more than 2,000 construction jobs by year end. The plan to lay off 32 tenured faculty members at UW-Milwaukee is moving ahead. Chancellor Mark Monet announced the effort as part of a major restructuring effort. The proposed cuts include closing the College of General Studies and its branch campuses. The plan still requires approval from the UW Board of Regents before implementation. It's currently 69 degrees in Richland Center at 1217. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas. Conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, they also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. the Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Headline reads, Post Office Mural Given New Life. It was an article written by Dawn Kiefer for the Richland Observer. And now, a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Richland Observer, August 19, 2004, Section 1, page 15. The story reads as follows. Decades of old cigarette smoke and grit collected over half a century have been wiped off and they're cleaned away, bringing new life to the mural in the Richland Center Post Office. This is what the opening paragraph read in the article. It goes on to tell. The mural, part of the New Deal Arts Collection owned and controlled by the U.S. Postal Service. It is one of about 1,000 that remain from the original 1,200 that had been commissioned from 1934 to 1944 during the administration of President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The Richland Center mural was painted in 1937 by Ricard, also known as Richard, Brooks. He was born in Haverhill, Massachusetts in 1894. He left his signature on the mural in a very interesting way. His name is on the letter held by the woman with an apron, which figures prominently into the midsection of that mural. Restoration was completed by Parma Conservation of Chicago in the persons of the owner, Elizabeth Kendall, and a Spring Green native, Peter Shaneman, who said he was going to visit his mother, Janice Shaneman, who still lives there after he was done. Smoking had been allowed in the post office from the time the mural was painted in 1937 until sometime into the 1960s. That played a major role in the discoloration of the mural. A publication called Postal Preservation states that unlike the Works Progress Administration, that had the acronym WPA, it was part of the programs of the Roosevelt's time in office. They rather included what the mural and sculpture for the new buildings would include. National and regional competitions took place that brought to the forefront the artists for this project. The present Richland Center Post Office on Central Avenue was ready for business on February 5, 1936, on which date the Richland Democrat's newspaper heralded its completion. A Richland Democrat article the following year on February 5, 1937, announced that the Madison artist, Ricard Brooks, received the appointment to paint the mural. That still remains there on the south wall inside the building entrance. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering Grace Garrison Lincoln.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Sun Prairie Sweet Corn Festival is now in full swing. Today, the carnival opens at Angel Park. For $30 tonight, you can get unlimited rides. There's live music, food and drinks, and of course, tons of sweet corn. The Chamber of Commerce spends over a year planning for the event, with all money raised going to six local nonprofits. The 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show will be held Friday through Sunday on its grounds near Baraboo. Here's Michael Hernan with more.
The Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show will display many different types and eras of steam tractors and will highlight J.I. Case this year. Peter Holzman is looking forward to the many tractors.
This year, the club is trying to get one model of every horsepower rating of the steam tractors, the steam engines that were made. So they're starting with the very smallest case steam tractor, right on up to the 110 horse. So they're going to have a lot of steam tractors there. And a lot of those were built, you know, in the teens. So when they're out there moving around and doing stuff, you're looking at a piece of history that's well over 100 years old getting around.
Holzman says that Case wasn't just a tractor manufacturer.
Not many people realize that Case built a car and they built a truck and tried to sell them with their dealers. We have two of them in the display building now, and the others will be out on the line with whatever shows up. We never know what cars are going to be there and what trucks and who's going to participate. It's always a guessing game, I guess. But yeah, we have quite a few cars and trucks.
You are also invited to watch a blacksmith at the show.
There's a blacksmith shop, permanent building there with blacksmiths making various items as during the show. They have their forges working and the hammers and the anvils, and they are always willing to talk.
There will also be a huge flea market to shop in.
300 vendors, something like that. Covers a lot of area, and it is varied. It's not just machinery, cast iron items. It's not just any particular thing. And if you can't find it at the flea market, chances are it doesn't exist in Wisconsin. There's everything from toys to tools to lamps, antiques of all kinds, and just a whole lot of stuff, garden tractor stuff. I don't know. You just got to walk through there and decide what you're going to look for and just keep walking, because you got a long ways to go.
Food and refreshments will be available for purchase on the grounds.
We're going to have several food vendors and reasonable prices. Several church groups have food tents there, and some youth groups have food tents there. We try to get local people in to be the food providers, and we do look for them. They do a lot of food and a lot of variation in the food. It's not just burgers and brats. There's lots of other stuff going on in the food department, too.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage. More than 3,500 donation appointments were missed in the month of June alone. Since July 1st, the Red Cross national blood supply has fallen by more than 25%, and certain blood types have less than a day's worth of availability. Blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. The Red Cross is working with hospitals around the clock to meet the blood needs of patients, but can't do it alone. Your opportunity to give the gift of life will be available in the next few days. A blood drive will be held Friday from noon to 4 at Messianic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. Another will be held Saturday from 8 to 1 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville, and a third will be held Monday from 1 to 6 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. To make an appointment at any blood drive, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Walk with Grace wrap-up meeting will be held tonight at 6 o'clock at the Grace office, located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. All committee members, team members, and the community are encouraged to attend to share what they felt went well and what changes they would like to see for next year's walk. And today's winners of $50 each in the calendar Walk with Grace calendar raffle drawing are Sharon Connery of Muscadet on ticket number 1067 and Rose Beyer of Richland Center on ticket number 2160. It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Fog is rolling in, and it's 69 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this 15th day of August. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. June Ann Lassicky, 75 of Richland Center, died August 6th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lassicky is survived by three children, Jewel and Scott Huffman of Hillsboro, Jamie and Stacy Lassicky of Richland Center, and Jeff and Jessica Lassicky of Blue River. Eight grandchildren, a brother, Richard and Jan Jewel of Texas, a sister, Rita Jewel of Sauk City, sisters-in-law, Mary Jean Henderson of Baraboo, Nancy Dickerson of Sierra Vista, Arizona, Linda Neisser of Loganville, and Barbara Wells of Madison. Also many other relatives and friends. June Ann Lassicky, 75 of Richland Center. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78 of Hillsboro, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until 11. Patricia Messeberg is survived by her husband of 47 years, Kenneth, a son, Eric and Sarah Messeberg, daughter, Kylie Messeberg, two grandsons, a brother, Wesley Novi and Edith Marshall, sisters, Evelyn Nemers and Janet Stanick, sister-in-law, Patty and Dave Wiedemann, special family friend, Kevin Strait, and many nieces, nephews, family, and friends. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78 of Hillsboro. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73 of Hillsboro, died August 7th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Survivors of Bob Watson include his brother-in-law, William and Carol Franck of Kendall, sister-in-law, Diane Franck and Jim Moore of Toma, niece and nephews, Robert J., Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Phil Phippen is survived by his wife, Kay, five children, Kim and Steve Gartner, Colleen Zimmerman and Todd Schneider, Debbie Murphy, John and Stacy Phippen, and Anson and Danny Staver, 11 grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a brother, Frank Phippen, father-in-law, Clarence Taplin, brothers-in-law, Kent Taplin, Richard and Millie Taplin, Ken and Donna Kurtz, and Daniel Kurtz, sisters-in-law, Joanne Phippen, Carol Taplin, Patty Kurtz, and Cynthia Kurtz, and many other relatives and friends. Phil Phippen, age 82. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic Saturday from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Bob B. is survived by his wife of 63 years, Sandy, a son, Thane B., two daughters, Shiloh Graham of Clearwater, Florida, and September B. of Centerville, Ohio. Grandchildren, a brother, David B., brother-in-laws, Nick Bristol and Greg, sister-in-laws, Sherry Anthony and Kathy Rosenbaum, nieces, nephews, and many dear friends. Charles R., Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held Saturday, August 31st from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell is survived by her son, Scott and Elizabeth Blackwell, three granddaughters, and many other relatives and friends. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River, died Friday. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, September 7th, at Mount Zion Backroads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday, September 7th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Steiner is survived by three daughters, Mary and Ron Troxel of Beloit, Phyllis Razick of Boscobel, and Linda and Edward Chitwood of Blue River. Eight grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, and her sister-in-law, Janice Gobin of Platteville. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Adam and Serena Tukendorf, Brett and Amanda, Jenny, and Mr. and Mrs. Dave McHenry. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Thursday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the low pressure system, which is moving right across the area today and tonight, brought as much as a half inch of rain to the region so far today. The heaviest has now shifted off to the north of us, with some other locally heavier showers down toward Dubuque and into northwest Illinois. We do expect it to stay unsettled here for another day or two as the system slowly moves off to the east. There's even a chance of a few stronger thunderstorms here toward evening. Another chance tomorrow afternoon of a stray strong thunderstorm. Otherwise, gradually seeing a bit more sunshine for the weekend. Temperatures will stay moderate as well, not only through the weekend, but next week too. No real heat in sight for a while. We could see another weather system or two move in toward the mid-portion of next week with a chance of a couple of showers. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. Humid and breezy, mostly cloudy, some off and on showers or thunderstorms. A few of those could get heavy late this afternoon. Temperatures reaching the low to mid-70s. Southeast to south wind of 8 to 18. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially early. Humid and mild, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloud cover to a few peaks of sun. Still muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 81. West wind 7 to 15. Saturday should bring us patchy sunshine, but a 30% chance of a scattered shower. Low 62, high 78. Looking ahead to Sunday, partly cloudy and summer-like. Low 59, high 81. Monday, plenty of sun. Low 56, high 79. Tuesday, partly cloudy, low in the mid-50s, high 79. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday night. And Wednesday, seasonal and partly sunny. Another chance of a shower or thunderstorm by night. Highs around 79 degrees. Have yourself a good afternoon. Stay tuned for updates. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy and foggy 69 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 84, our low this morning was 65. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 69. Currently in Richland Center, we have south-southeasterly winds at 9 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.82. Relative humidity is 87%, and we have received 15 hundredths of an inch of rain. It's currently 69 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
What's behind the economic slowdown in much of the agribusiness sector? Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizal offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If farmers are not making money, they aren't spending money. This explains sizable layoffs by machinery makers like John Deere and Kinze. Many ag company quarterly reports show drops in sales and net income. Purdue University ag economist Jim Minter.
There's a cycle, and clearly coming off of those down years in that roughly 14, 15, up through about 2019, people held back on making those investments. When we had the positive years, they jumped on it and made some significant investments.
Mintert says the pullback affects machinery dealers as well.
They're pointing to high dealer inventories. And boy, you can really see it as you drive around the countryside and look at those inventories at all the major manufacturers' dealerships. Those inventories are clearly burgeoning, and it's a big difference compared to what we saw roughly 3 years ago.
Mintert's colleague, Michael Langemeyer.
We're looking at a fairly weak cash flow in 2024. That's certainly not positive. The other thing, though, is we bought quite a bit of machinery in 21, 22, and 23 when we had some pretty good cash flows. And so there may not be quite as much need to replace the equipment as there was maybe in 21 and 22.
Langemeyer added that farmers surveyed by Purdue indicate a much higher interest in used machinery versus new. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Bad home stretch, GM corn ban outcome, and beef exports surge. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Great performance in the field makes Pioneer brand corn number one in America. For a winning season, it's Pioneer brand corn. Your best year starts here. A market analyst is concerned about the end of a frustrating growing season for farmers in the upper Midwest. Mark Schultz with Minnesota-based North Star Commodity says corn and soybeans are behind, and August has been cooler than normal.
Which is only going to slow the development of the crop for the short term. They claim that temperatures will get warmer as we go in. I think as a Minnesota farmer right now, you certainly don't want to see a cooler than normal pattern last into the 1st of September.
He tells Brownfield farmers in the region are worried about an early frost.
And quite frankly, I think you'll just bring in lighter test weight product across the board. That's what you'd have to run the risk. So unfortunately, the people in the far upper Midwest are the ones who are suffering. They're the ones that got the crop and the nervousness of if the crop will make it.
But Schultz says in other parts of the Midwest, most growers are looking at a very good crop. U.S. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says she's optimistic Mexico's ban on genetically modified corn imports could be overturned by the end of the year.
We will continue to push and make sure that there is hopefully the outcome we're wanting for our producers.
She suggests the upcoming presidential election could be a turning point.
If there is an administration change, that may be motivation also for them to hurry up and make a decision here.
The USDA says beef export sales hit a marketing year high last week. That big week-to-week jump in beef sales was led by South Korea, followed by Japan and China, all key global customers. Pork hit a marketing year low, as several buyers made some reductions to their weekly purchases. And farmers' union members are optimistic about the proposed new USDA Packers and Stockyards rule. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Lauren Langworthy with Wisconsin Farmers Union tells Brownfield their members are concerned about consolidation in agriculture, especially in the meatpacking sector where four companies control much of the business. Langworthy says USDA's new rule defines unfair practices.
And we think that's really important because it's hard for anyone to really enforce the components of what unfair practices are if we don't have a good definition of what that means.
Langworthy says having that clear definition is needed to rein in the big four meatpackers.
Once we're able to clarify those unfair practices, we'll be able to hold some of the corporations accountable when they actually do harm to our small and mid-scale family farms.
Langworthy hopes USDA can also define unfair practices beyond the livestock and poultry sectors.
And we can start to broaden the fairness across our agricultural sector.
From Wisconsin's Farm Technology Days, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cash cattle trade remains quiet and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been off to another very slow start. Bids have been elusive. Asking prices are around $187 to $188 live in the south. While the north has been quiet, packer inquiry should start to pick up as the day progresses. But a standoff could ensue and significant trade volume may hold out until sometime on Friday. Box beef is higher at midday on good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $2.09 at $3.1697. Select is 83 cents higher at $3.0133. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, an accurate price trend was not available. The USDA says demand was good to very good for the offering that featured mostly loads of yearlings as well as a few packages. There were a few cattle off grass, but most came out of yards. Flesh varied from light to heavy. Quality was mostly average to attractive. The market was active with ample buyers present. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 850 to 896 pounds, brought 243.25 to 259.25. Feeder steers, 903 to 928 pounds, brought 242 to 252.50. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 852 to 873 pounds, brought 229.25 to $240. Cash hogs are higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts, bidding up to move needed numbers. The early strength is a bit surprising following back-to-back days of good business at higher prices. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. While today's export sales report from the USDA showed a pullback in pork purchases, demand for U.S. product on the global market has been relatively strong, helping provide some price support. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up $1.59 with a weighted average of $85.11. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 85.60. The Western Corn Belt also had no comparison, but a weighted average of 85.68. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $69. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $63. Bears and gilts are steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $4.30 at $103.61. Bellies were more than $12 higher to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Soybeans and hogs are higher, cattle and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn, featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up today, continuing to bounce off the recent lows, even as development weather looks mostly favorable. New crop export sales were solid at more than 49 million bushels. September beans are up 1 3/4 at 954. November's 3 higher at 971.5. September soybean meal is up $5 at 310.10. September soybean oil's down 50 points at 39.51. Corn's lower, watching the mostly favorable late development weather in much of the region. Old crop export sales are marketing near low, not uncommon for this time of year, but new crop was up on the week. September's 3 3/4 lower at 377.25. December's down 2 at 398.75. And wheat is lower. They were up at the open, but could not follow through with pressure from a higher move in the dollar index. Export sales are above a week ago, but lower than average. September Chicago's down 3.5 at 531.25. September Kansas City's 5 3/4 lower at 540.5. September Minneapolis wheat's down 2.5 at 589.5. Live and feeder cattle are lower, waiting for this week's direct cash cattle business to get going. Asking prices are 187 to 188 on the live basis. Other than that, things remain very quiet. Packer inquiries should start to improve today, but it looks like widespread business could wait until tomorrow. October live's down 97 at 181.15. December's 57 lower at 181.02. September feeders are down 47 at 243.87. And with cash and wholesale support and at a discount to cash, October hogs are up 62 at 76.52. December leans 92 higher at 68.17. Crude oil's higher. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
What goes into a Grand Champion ham? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. State Fair season is an opportunity to celebrate and highlight many different types of agricultural products and contests. In some states, that includes a Grand Champion country ham. So what makes country ham so special? Ruby Schmidt, a past ham exhibitor at the Missouri State Fair, explains the process.
In December or January, you will pick out your ham. You do not trim it at the beginning. You put the cure onto the meat, not onto the skin, because again, it will not penetrate. And then you wrap it up really tightly and you hang it in a very ventilated space outside. And then it hangs for 6 months, take it down, brush off the cure, trim it up, and take it to the smokers, and then it's ready to show.
She tells Brownfield the curing process goes back before refrigeration was readily available.
To get through the winter or whenever, you cured the meat to preserve it. So that's the importance of it. It also tastes good.
The country ham actually has roots in China and European dry cured hams. Think Italy's prosciutto, Spain, Serrano, or Iberian hams, or Black Forest ham from Germany. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetun with Timsock Auction Realty. We have sales results and upcoming events. Last week, large squares stopped at $200 a ton and large rounds stopped at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. For more information, call 608-723-4020 or to view, go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetun. Have a great day.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A major development in the drug overdose death of actor Matthew Perry last October. The DEA, federal prosecutors, and Los Angeles police at a briefing announcing the arrests of five people, including two doctors, Perry's assistant, and a woman known as the Ketamine Queen of L.A., saying they sold, supplied, and in some cases helped inject the ketamine for the Friends star, alleging they also charged higher prices as his addiction worsened. U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada.
These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger to Mr. Perry, but they did it anyway.
A Russian court today sentencing a Russian-American ballerina to 12 years in prison for treason. She was arrested in January, accused of fundraising for Ukraine, and later convicted. And stocks soaring on better-than-expected retail sales and data showing jobless claims dipped last week. This is ABC News. Months after student protests gripped Columbia University's campus and just weeks before the start of the new academic year, the university's president announcing she's stepping down.
President Manoush Shafiq has abruptly stepped down and turned in her letter of resignation. She will no longer serve as president of the university. Now she wrote a letter to the school community